This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight right here. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online, also via the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us wherever they're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the National Guard in many states right now activated for this coronavirus epidemic that we got going on here. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And a big special shout out goes to all those roughnecks working on all the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra up there in Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco friends over there in Saudi Arabia. Thanks for what you're doing. We'll get into the price of oil here in a minute. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, as he has been all week long, the stalwart, solid person that he is, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, give me a minute here. I'm going to get up on my soapbox. You ready?
Absolutely.
Folks, I've got some words of wisdom. I'm sick and tired of hearing the doom and the gloom and the boo-hoo and the wah-wah. I want you to think about the possible opportunities America will have after this temporary crisis passes. And I'll tell you what, this too shall pass, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. This should be a major wake-up call to America, way overdue, and I hope it's not too late. Now, if you think this is only about a virus, it's not. It's about our freedom. It's about our national security, and we've been letting it slip away little by little for many decades. Now, it's about time Americans look around and realize it's time to step up and make our country strong and independent again. We must once again take control of our future. China and many other foreign countries have been robbing our country of our great resources. We can no longer remain just a country of consumers. We must become a producer of all goods and never let this happen where another country controls our goods, especially our medical prescription production. We've allowed those countries to threaten our freedom and our security, and it's over. America's best days are still ahead. I'm all in. How about you? There you go, Kyle.
I love it. I think you made a great point there, Captain. This is at the very heart of the matter that people are worried about, because especially the other day, I think it came through Xinhua from China, the idea that somehow we would sinking in a sea of coronavirus if it wasn't for the Chinese making the medicines and all these kinds of things. This is a big wake-up call, and it has not played well on Main Street, Captain, and I think people people are looking to see that we can produce medicine here in the country, even if it's a little more expensive. That might be a key factor there. And also being able to manufacture other materials that we might need so that if we find ourselves in a similar situation, we're more self-sufficient.
Even if we made the stuff in Mexico, even if we made it in Panama, even if we made it in Costa Rica, anywhere but China.
Well, right, exactly.
Get it back in our hemisphere.
Right, you know, and there has been a lot of economic entanglement, shall we say, between the United States and China and other nations in the world as well, and China. But this has put into stark relief just how important it is for us to be able to maintain our own integrity in terms of what our national priorities are and our national security, where all that lays. So this is a very, very important watershed moment in our modern history, I think.
Now it's time for the tough to get going, and we've got the right leader at the right time in Donald Trump. He's getting kudos from both sides of the aisle, and unfortunately, Dana Bash yesterday was praising the president a little bit too much, and her former employer, CNN, let her go.
Really, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
That is very.
They took her off the air.
I had not heard that yet. Well, see, this is the thing, and imagine what they'll do to Governor Cuomo now on the air. If he really lauded the president's responsiveness and the president's team. But see, that's the thing, Captain. People out there, they are absolutely wanting a kind of unity to happen in this particular case. They don't like the politics. There are people, even on the social media sites and so forth, they have been sort of deranged by the Trump derangement syndrome, and they're always going to kind of be there in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But most people along the highways and byways of the land, Captain, mm-hmm. they want their leaders to come together. They want the Trump bashing to stop, and they want this fixed.
Yeah. By the way, Richard DeMarine in Oregon is listening, and he says, "Love it, Captain. I'm with you."
Very cool.
All right. Now, by the way, poor Steve in Thailand. I got to read this because he sent this, and I don't want to laugh at you, Steve, in Thailand, but I want to say you should have known better. Here we go. "Good morning, Captain and all. Just got back from the computer shop. I dumped my morning coffee into my laptop keyboard, and my computer died. The guys did a great job getting me back in operation quickly, Steve in Thailand." Well, good, Steve. I'm glad you're listening. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back, and if you want to opine, Kathy is going to give you the phone number. So, Kathy Curtis, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had... really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, that's Kyle Warren, and Kyle Warren's on the phone, and I'll get right back to him in a second here. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, you know, spring and summer are right around the corner. And do you remember the things you used to do before your pain stopped you? Well, I do. But think about this. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, are telling me that many of their happiest customers tell them that their spouses and friends are happy too. In other words, yes, you'd obviously like to get out of pain with Relief Factor. But just as important, getting out of pain to bless those you love, it's a good thing too. They miss not taking those nice long walks or golfing or playing tennis with you. Now, this is 100% drug-free Relief Factor. It could be the answer to your back, your neck, your hip pain, any kind of pain due to aging, exercise, or even everyday living. Now, Pete and Seth created a 3-week quick start just for you. It's like a trial pack to see if you can get out of pain. So order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Do it for your family. Do it for your friends. They want you back to normal. By the way, go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. How about that, Kyle?
That sounds good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I ran into another person yesterday in my travels that got Relief Factor because of me, and they said, you know something, I'm back to almost my normal self again. I said, well, great. And by the way, we got all kinds of people chiming in the chat room. Good morning, Wally. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, we already talked about Steve. Who else is in there? Somebody
Richard.
Just...
Richard.
Oh, Richard. Yeah, okay. They're in there chatting away. And Eric was in there earlier. He said he had to get up early to go to the VA, so he just said hello to everybody early on. But we were talking about President Trump being the right leader at the right time for everything that's going on. He is definitely shooting down the opposition here. They've got to agree with him. You can't – this is – and again, I'll use the analogy he did. It's like he's a wartime president.
And go ahead.
No, exactly. That's right. He is bringing together all kinds of different forces, both government and private sector, and also, Captain, standing there each and every day at the briefing, at the podium in the briefing room, the president has a complete command of all the facets of this fight. He can talk on any subject, and of course he has the experts there, and he'll defer to them and ask them to give more details. But the president knows where all these parts are going, and he's able to tell the reporters there, and by virtue of that, tell the rest of the nation and show that he literally is in charge of fixing this problem.
Now, it would not surprise me if sometime down the line, and I don't mean like in the next 6 months or year or whatnot, but sometime down the line when they do a little bit more investigating into this and try to find out how this all happened, it would not surprise me if we found out we were not in a biochemical war that had been waged upon us by not necessarily a China, but maybe a North Korea or maybe an Iran got a hold of this stuff and started to release it, and maybe this is how this has all happened. But it would not surprise me one least little bit. Would it you?
Well, no, and I'll tell you why. And I think because what we are seeing with the reaction, we have all these different world governments, and they are absolutely terrified. President Trump is completely concerned. He made some comments earlier yesterday, Captain, at his briefing, where he talked about the idea that, well, we're calm, but that doesn't mean that essentially that we're not taking it completely seriously. But President Trump is the kind of person who says, look, we're going to remain calm as we go through this struggle here. But it is terrifying, I think, to the president, to the leaders of other nations, and because I think they understand that this is so aggressive, that this is not something that we've really ever seen before, it would seem, in terms of how it's transmitted, how aggressively it's transmitted, and we don't shut down the economy just for nothing. So
yeah,
they may have some inkling as to what this is.
And by the way, hello to Dan, the Navy man, hello to Susan, and hello to George, the Godfather. We're all chiming in here. And hello to Sony. Sony's in there tonight. Also, you know, Europe just passed China in virus deaths. And as a matter of fact, Italy had 475 people die in just one day. This is unbelievable. But you know what the problem there is, don't you?
Well, they did not take the closing of the border action fast enough, in my opinion. Yeah.
Open borders.
Yeah.
Open borders. I mean, you reap what you sow, and I can't emphasize this enough. And by the way, there are people saying, why haven't we closed the border on the south? Oh, and something else here. Nelson called me a few minutes ago, and I wrote this down, so I wanted to make sure I asked you. Where's the United Nations in all this? I realize we keep hearing from the World Health Organization, which technically is the United Nations, but I'm not hearing anything out of them.
You know, they really haven't been a focus in the media as much as we've been hearing, of course, from Washington on this, or from other governmental entities across the world. But you're right, the World Health Organization is the one that's taking point on this. They are monitoring this. They declared it the pandemic, of course, the global pandemic, but they also give out regional calls. Like, for example, just yesterday, they put out a regional call to the Southeast Asia region saying that their member states there needed to start aggressively combating COVID-19. They've got 480 cases in the area, and 8 lives have already been lost in that region. And so that's part of what of their charter. They're there to sound the alarm and hopefully get local issues or local resources moving and to help out where they can there.
And we've had a few more cases, our military, not only in South Korea, but also aboard ships from port calls and whatnot. And they're keeping that pretty much under wraps because the ships are fortunate that they just go back out to sea and they stay out there for 14-plus days before they make an appearance anywhere else again, and that's what they do.
That's right. And speaking of ships, Captain, we have the USNS Mercy and Comfort.
Yep. And hospital ships, big ones.
They're the big hospital ships. They have 1,000 beds, essentially. The Comfort is going to go, I believe, to New York Harbor.
Uh-huh.
The Mercy is going to go somewhere on the West Coast. We don't know yet. But here's what they're going to do.
Probably San Francisco.
One would think, exactly. Well, they're tidying up some the maintenance cycle that they're in right now as fast as they can.
Right.
They'll be underway. But what they will do, Captain, they're not going to be part of having COVID-19 patients because they can't really have the distancing isolation areas. But they will take up the slack of trauma patients,
right,
and perhaps other things. And honestly, I can't, it's like, you know, they are going to be in very, very good hands with these Navy
right.
ships.
And yesterday there were two. And remember, I talked about the military field hospitals and all that. I said that they were there and, you know, they could be used and all that.
Right.
I'll be doggone if yesterday our governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, didn't activate two MASH units. And one's going to be set up in Ocala and one's going to be set up in Orlando.
That's right. And, of course, we all remember what MASH stands for, the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. And in this.
You mean it doesn't stand for Hawkeye Pierce and Brother John and whoever else was the radar? And
that's right. Yeah, the old 4077th, but I think this particular part of that program will apply, and that'll be, it was the best care anywhere, is what the banner said on the outskirts of the camp in the show. So I can imagine that these MASH units are going to be the best thing that people can have under these circumstances, and they're going to get some great care.
Steve in Thailand is saying someone on social media said the COVID-19 virus has affected over 200 Thai people and is driving over 67 million Thai people crazy. He says, I can testify to that. My wife was one of the 67 million.
Wow. Yes. See, this is the thing. As we're looking at these, you know, if you look at these maps that are generated and you see these red circles and it just starts covering everything, this is a big deal. It is literally a global concern, and that's why here in our part of the world, the United States, this is why the president has asked for the 15-day period to do everything possible to slow the transmission. And I think what we've seen happen in San Francisco, Santa Clara County, and Orange County, which is my home here in Southern California,
yeah.
I think we're going to see more of these kinds of things where they're really trying to keep people from interacting in order to deny the virus more hosts.
Well, there's a glimmer of hope out there, and that glimmer of hope is the fact that there's been no new cases reported in Wuhan, China. There were some people that were brought in, I guess, on an aircraft that lived there from somewhere outside the area who were positive, but it wasn't because of what had been going on in Wuhan.
Exactly. And one of the reports we got is that, you know, they're trying to get, quote, back to normal, unquote, in the area there. So have we seen it run its course in this initial phase? And hopefully we'll see that this cycle will just play out and people will get better.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. I'm coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, when I come back, the president signed that coronavirus aid bill last night, the first one of two. There's several coming. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America is still not out of the woods from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health was on Fox.
There are certain parts of the country that got hit early and had community spread, like in Washington State.
New York right now is having a particularly difficult problem. That's the way you're going to see it over the next few weeks. You're going to see not a homogeneous evolution of it. It's going to be this way throughout the country.
One state has asked for a hospital ship to help handle the potential patient load, but the Navy says the ship, the USNS Comfort, will not be ready to arrive in New York until around mid-April. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explains.
The Comfort's currently in for maintenance in Norfolk, and so they're going to expedite the maintenance that they can and prepare it. That's not a day's issue. That's a week's issue.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's that rascal, that hallway mate of mine, Mike Gallagher, whose studio is right around the corner from where I'm at here in Tampa at our flagship station. And Mike lives over there by the water, so he can get outside. And by the way, again, it's warm in Florida. It was almost 90 degrees again yesterday. Let me tell you something. The warm temperatures are helping get rid of the virus. That's what they do, okay? And for the people to turn around, Clearwater shut down the beaches, the city of Tampa shut down the what few beaches they've got. They're asking other areas to shut down their beaches, which is their revenue. In Florida, if you're near the water and you got a beach, that is your revenue. They're asking people to turn off their revenue because they want to get the kids off the beach after you saw some of the pictures down here, but that's a bunch of nonsense in my opinion, because on the beach you're better off than you are in a room full of people like that. Now let's just mention that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance, spelled GEICO.com, Geico.com. Go over there and check them out and see what they can do for you with your car or your truck that you're driving, or your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo. And they can even help you out with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, like they do me. I have a bundle. I have my homeowners policy and my vehicle over there, and I get a discount for the bundle. Plus, safe driving, no problem. Safe driving, you get a discount every year without fail. And consequently, when other people are going, oh, insurance just went up 20%, not mine. Not mine. No. As long as you're a safe driver and as long as you got that bundle in there, it keeps staying pretty much constant. Now, Geico, GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, the president signed the first coronavirus aid bill. Somebody said, well, it was only $46 million. What the heck? It was supposed to be $200 million. It's a series of bills. Let's explain this to the people. This is the first bill that was sent over last week from Congress, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, and there's another one right behind it, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so explain to the people where the other $1 trillion or where the total of $1 trillion is coming from, which is what we think the stimulus is going to be.
Right, yeah, that's, I think, going to be in phase three, and that is the one that's likely going to include what we would refer to as the sending of the checks, and it should be in two different sets, one early April and then one again in May. The numbers that we're hearing, Captain, for the actual amount of the checks looks like it would be $1,000 each set.
But,
yes, go ahead.
But, okay, depending on your financial status and your last income tax filing,
right,
that will determine whether you're at the higher end of the spectrum or the lower end of the spectrum. And like I said yesterday, I said, does anybody other than me not remember the $250 checks from George W. Bush when we went through this once before? I will bet you right now there will be some checks that will be the $1,000 and some checks that will be as low as maybe the $250 simply because of your tax filing. And by the way, the people that don't need it because of their high income, they shouldn't get it.
Well, right, because I think what the target is here is to help folks who are perhaps working on an hourly wage, that kind of thing, that if they are cut back because they work at a
right.
restaurant, they're a server, or they
right.
have some other thing, they're not going to get money as normal as they would as somebody who might be on a salary, for example.
Right, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. So we know more aid is coming. We know more bills will be signed. Because there's another one right behind this. I believe it's a $100 billion bill coming out right after this that'll be signed by the president. And then these other bills are being worked on right now. Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, said that they expected checks to be sent in April. And as you just said, there's going to be two of them. And it will basically, and I can't say it'll be sent to all Americans, but it'll be sent probably my understanding is to the people who need the help the most.
Well, exactly. That's what it's designed to do, so that we don't have people who are unable to pay their bills because of this crisis, unable to pay their rent. I noticed as well, Captain, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, those kinds of loans evidently are going to be, if there's any foreclosure or eviction proceedings, those are going to be put on hold for 60 days, I believe.
Yeah, and the other thing is in my state down here, I don't know if it's been done in other states, but none of the utilities are going to disconnect anybody for non-payment of bills because their service, because they understand that, you know, we're in a situation right here where some people got their last paycheck a week or so ago. So no disconnections for power or for telephone or for anything like that for at least a 30-day extension, I think is what I heard, maybe 60 days depending on what the situation is with the individual.
Well, right, and this is part and parcel, I think, Captain, of America coming together. This is an extraordinary circumstance, and this affects our American family. And we're a very diverse family.
Uh-huh.
We come from a lot of different places and have a lot of different differences. But in the end, it's the American family, and we're trying to save our society, and
yep.
we're trying to save our economy here.
Yeah. Now, the USDA was going to be cutting back on some food stamps. Remember that?
I believe so, yes.
And they'd actually put the directive in to cut back the food stamps. Well, a challenge has been launched by someone appealing it, and they got the court told the USDA you couldn't block the food stamps, you couldn't make your change. So now the USDA, and I think this is kind of something a little silly in lieu of where we're at right now with what's going on, they've turned around and challenged it and said, oh, no, we got to cut those food stamps, because I think right now, at least for the next couple of months, you don't need to be cutting anybody with anything when it comes to the assistance that that some of the people that are on it have needed.
Well, exactly, because number one, the victory is already starting with the food stamp issue. And by that I mean that we're getting more and more people off of food stamps in the Trump era.
Yeah.
And that has been a very positive thing. Yeah. But you're right, again, because we have an emergency.
And kudos to Wally. He just chimed in and he says, I have Social Security and don't need or want any extra government check. Well, good. Kudos to you, Wally. And, you know, a lot of people are going to feel that way. You know, they don't want the government involved anymore in their life than what they already are. And by the way, while I'm asking you here, Kyle, or while I'm thinking of this, can you stick around for another segment or so?
My pleasure.
All right, good, because we have a story that, folks, we've been sitting on here, and we got to get it out to the truckers because I got involved in something. A story was sent to me about the truckers in Pennsylvania and what they were doing to the rest stops across Pennsylvania and the interstates as well as on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And we've got some good news to report. Good news to report. And if any other of these states are trying to do this, I want to know about it, and we'll do the same thing there that was done the other way. Kyle, the travel industry is going to see about $4.6 million job loss by the end of May.
That's what we're hearing. And that, of course, is because of all these different the airplanes are empty, the cruise ships are docked.
They're sitting still.
Exactly. And as we look at this coronavirus impact to our economy, which some estimate to be almost over $800 billion in total, this is something that obviously is going to have a major, major impact. Now, will these jobs come back very easily? Well, I think that once this crisis passes and people have a confidence about things, because the economy itself was doing so well prior to this outbreak, I think we will see sort of a snap back, and hopefully these folks that work in the
All right, I've got a question here from somebody, and I really don't know how to answer this, but I'm going to put it out there for you, too, for you to render a comment. Captain, is it too late to get a flu shot? Do you think that'd be a great idea for somebody that's 73 years old? And it's coming from Denver. It's coming from Wally. It's coming from Harry in Denver. Well, Harry, it's never too late to get a flu shot, and I don't know, but if that's something that you think should be done, I think I'd go do it. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, exactly. You know, every year, especially our senior citizens are encouraged to get their flu shot, and I'm sure that if you simply contact your health care provider, they will give you the good time to come in, and probably will be very happy that you called them, but I would definitely call your health care provider.
Yeah, and by the way, he probably is on Social Security, so it's going to be free, and Walgreens will give it to him, CVS will give it to him, the other grocery drugstores will give it to him. You know, they usually have somebody there who can do that, so it's free. So, yeah, if you need to get it, go do it. I mean, it's never too late, and if you haven't already done it, good luck, because I know they changed the flu shot around this year because of the different strain of flu that they had out there. But anyway, hold that thought, folks. I'll be back with the Truckers Highway Viber Report, and Kyle Warren's going to be chiming in with me on this because we got some good news for the truckers out there, especially in Pennsylvania. You're going to want to listen to this.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Come on now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. We're going to do that a little abbreviated there, but that's our Trucker's Highway and Byway song to get us started here. And Leland is probably stuck on either this side of the border or the other up there in Canada, because if you don't live in Canada and you don't have business to go one way or the other, you are not going to Canada or leaving Canada, for that matter. It's not working quite that well these days up there, as they've shut the Canadian border down for business purposes, deliveries, that sort of thing only, period. Now, more of what's going on right here, the Hot Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Well, Kyle, I got to give the weather first, and then we'll talk about what we're going to talk about. You ready?
Sounds good.
All right. Folks, severe thunderstorms with large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes are forecast across the southern plains in through tonight, Thursday night. And meanwhile, a winter storm system is going to produce, once again, widespread heavy snowfall for the favored terrain, which is, I'll tell you what that means in a minute, across central Arizona as well as up into Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Nebraska, and a small part of Kansas. So here we go. Now, this winter storm will strengthen. Blizzard conditions are forecast across the southeastern part of Wyoming into western Nebraska, and I'm not making this up, folks. If you don't need to be out there on I-80 moving around west of Nebraska, then you might want, if you're going out to California, instead of cutting down through Las Vegas and whatnot down 15, I would strongly suggest that you make your cut right around Omaha and go south down towards Kansas City, and maybe even keep going further south to get out of the snow, because the snow is going to be the worst in the southeastern part of Wyoming, which is going to be all of Cheyenne, all of Laramie, all of Elk Mountain, right on up to South Dakota, almost to Rapid City, all of western Nebraska. You're going to be in a blizzard warning today, and I mean, it's there. Snow goes all the way across to Lincoln, and then you've got a winter storm watch down there in Kansas, in the northwestern corner of Kansas. Let's see here. In Colorado, you definitely have got snow in the mountains. Winter storm warning to the southwest of Colorado coming up 25. And over there, coming up out of the panhandle, up out of Amarillo, coming up to 287. When you get up there around Lamar and Lyman, that area on 287, you may have a real tough time of it because they've got a blizzard warning in there too. Now, you've also got snow in the mix for New Mexico, for Albuquerque West, north and south, and the Arizona area in the mountains around Flagstaff, and then down towards the mountains of Tucson, and general snow in Utah today, going right up I-15, Salt Lake, and east over the Wasatch Front towards Wyoming. And in California, where Kyle's at right now, you've got a general snow forecast for the Sierra Nevada, the northern mountains of California, as well as the western part of Nevada. Now, there is rain in the forecast for the Metroplex of Dallas, some winds for the central part of Oklahoma, scattered showers in Missouri today, scattered showers in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, which also includes Green Bay. And other than that, you're not looking too awfully bad tonight. Now, the state of Pennsylvania, Kyle, the state of Pennsylvania disappointed, to say the least, not only truckers, but also the general public. Because if you're out there in an interstate or you're out there on the toll road and you got to go and nature calls, then those rest area signs can mean real important stuff to folks, right?
Absolutely.
And when it comes time for the truckers, what the truckers used to do was when you run out of hours, you have to find the first, closest, safest place where you can park to take your break. And in many cases, because Pennsylvania is a 300-mile-plus state, say, along I-80 and 300-plus miles along the toll road, too, it would be a rest area or it would be a service plaza in the case of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So that's where they would have to take their 10-hour break to restart their logbooks. And you can't do that on the side of the road because they're going to give you a ticket and that sort of thing. So the rest areas, when they said, Pennsylvania said, well, we're going to close some of these rest areas to the trucks because don't need to have them. We don't need to have the truck staying here or whatever the excuse was. A lot of truckers complained about it, and they complained to the president, and you take it from there.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, there were many of these, or I think all of these rest areas have been closed down due to the coronavirus issue, basically.
Yep.
And but here's what happened. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation has agreed to reopen 13 locations for truck parking after truckers had complained to President Donald Trump. So this is a very, very good development, and it looks like they might try to open more. Of course, they're complaining for more because basically they need those interior bathrooms. It is actually a health issue in this crisis because those portable bathrooms that they wanted to set up instead of going into the regular bathrooms, they could actually help to spread the COVID-19 or the coronavirus as it is because not to be indelicate, but the virus is shed in stool as well, and so you want to be able to have a much different bathroom setup basically. So where these rest areas are going to be reopened up, I believe, along I-80 in Venango, Central, and Montour counties, east and westbound at each site, on I-79, Erie to Pittsburgh, and in Crawford County in both directions, and in Allegheny County, northbound only. But at the very least, the good truckers of the world out there are going to find somewhere where they can pull over and use the restroom and have a safe place to park.
Sure. And again, like I said, when you got to take that break, you know, there's some trucks that are set up, believe it or not, that you got an hour from the time that your alarm goes off that tells you that you're out of hours. You got an hour to find a safe place. And after that, the truck will shut off and stop.
That's right, because of those regulations. And in some cases, we know some of those regulations are being lifted, but I think only in specific cases. You probably know better than I do, Captain, of what the if they're hauling special coronavirus relief material.
Well, the hours of service are gone for that. Anybody that's hauling anything for the government with a coronavirus label attached to it, the hours of service are gone, as well as the weight restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they can go. I've got a thing in my windshield for my vehicle because of what I do that states that I can go anywhere, do anything, blah, 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 because I'm involved with the relief effort from a different standpoint, from a communications standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
exactly. And so again, and that's all part of getting on this literally a war footing to help save lives in this what is truly a war against this coronavirus.
Right. And, of course, with everything that's going on, and by the way, we are talking to Kyle Warren, and yes, he is hanging in there a little bit. We're also going to bring Kyle back after the top of the hour because we're getting ready to take our break. We're going to bring Kyle in at the top of the hour and have Kyle chat with us again about some things because some real important stuff took place yesterday with the president signing the coronavirus aid bill. That's a big deal. And, again, some people are going, wait a minute. That's not the money we were promised. And, I mean, geez, here we go again. Give me the free stuff, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, are you ready to fall down here?
Sure, yeah.
Ilhan Omar, we're going to tell everybody what she had to say about the president when we come back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'll be right back right after this top of the hour break. And I got to let Charlotte in the room here so she can vacuum the office. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.